And we gave you an assignment to do. On this sheet here, and then we get into the book of James here. On this sheet here, on the interesting facts of Ruth, and on the back of it, we gave you an assignment to do for the book of Genesis. And what you were to do is start with Adam and go all the way down through the patriarchal age. And what you're going to do, denote in your Bible each of these circumstances. But we just don't want to give you the sheet without giving some significance about each chapter of the book, so you understand that patriarchal age and who was there in relationship to his purpose, in relationship to understanding the will of God. And then what you're going to do is tie it in to this sheet, which I gave you a better sheet that you're going to look at in relationship to the chronological from Genesis all the way until Jesus came as we walk through the whole Bible. See here, beginning here with this sheet here, if you got your sheet, 4000 B.C., and you're going to watch that seed travel, Genesis 3:15. You're going to watch that seed travel from generation to generation to generation to Matthew 1. When we get there, he said, he begot, in relationship to us understanding why Jesus came, that in Luke 19:10, to seek and save that which was lost, not so much of that, but why we have 66 books in the Bible. A lot of people know we have the Bible. A lot of people know we have the 39 to 27. But a lot of people don't really know the detail in writing the divine God's word in relationship to why we have the church, why the Church of Christ is the only church, in relationship to Galatians 4:4 of the seed promise. In the fullness of the time, God sent forth his Son under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. So that's the whole purpose of building this book, so that not so much we build on the book, but we have an understanding what Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, as we go through the book, through this period of time here, until we get to Jesus, to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, until we get to grace and truth, John 1:17, to today's period, that is James 1:25, the perfect law of liberty. So that's the whole reason why we're doing it, okay? So that we can have that understanding, okay? So what I'm going to do next Lord's Day, we're going to cover this here, okay? And hope you all you have that. Some of you already started on that. And then once we do that, we'll do Exodus, and we're going to catch all up to Ruth before I give you the next book. See, ain't no good me just passing them out. You put them in your book, and then you don't know what they are. Or we as a congregation are not growing together with the material that we're passing out. Utilizing the Bible, amen, your Bible, and you're going to have a Bible that you're going to bring every Sunday. You can't bring one Bible this Sunday and mark it and then bring another Bible because you're going to be out of order, okay? So here we go, and we're going to put that there. But this new sheet that I gave you, you can read a little bit better. I found this sheet through some stuff that I had over 30 years that I've been building. But I had it so long, it kind of faded. And this week, I began to look again, and I found that one. But hold on to both of them, because both of them is good, okay? Don't throw away this, because I gave you another one, because it didn't replace that. It just kind of added to it, okay? Because this gives you more dates that we want to see, all right, in relationship to scheme of redemption as to why. And that's the whole point. I still say that, Brother Blair, a lot of times people don't understand. See, I think that's the problem in the church, that when we think about acceptable worship and we talk about singing, we think about why we worship in relationship to singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord when we speak to one another. Colossians 3:16, it teaches to admonish us. 1 Corinthians 14:15, we sing with the Spirit and sing with understanding. It gives us joy. James 5:13. See, people don't understand, I think, that why it's there in relationship to the beginning of time. Because it all has a purpose. Because Ephesians 3:10 said it was preordained before for mankind. Ephesians 1, it offers us to understand the manifold wisdom of God. But if people don't understand the old, I'm talking about really understanding, not just John 39, but understand. You see, and watch it. It's a seed promise. See, in relationship to understanding, I think sometimes we will misunderstand that. And then, here your accountability sheets for the week. All right. Everybody got that? All right, before we move on, here's your accountability sheets. Brother Frazier, how about I go up and make a few more copies of this here? is on the door open, and we're going to give you those there before we leave. All right. But right now, let's go to the book of James, where we are, okay? Let's go to the book of James. Y'all with me? Everybody with me? All right, good. Good. Let's go to James. All right. Now, everybody has that sheet, right, in your book, right, How Sin is Developed. Who don't have this sheet here? How Sin is Developed. If you need one, raise your hand, we'll get you one. How many? One, two, three. All right. So we're going to go ahead and begin. James chapter 1, all right, verse 12. That's where we are. James 1:12. All right. Here we go. All right. Again, preface it. Verse 7, James 1:7. For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord if he is double-minded, wavering. He that wavers like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and seas. And this is our goal, verse 4, that we may be perfect, that we may be entire, wanting nothing. That's the reason why we are studying to show ourselves approved unto God and all for us to grow, to be perfect, entire, and wanting nothing. But we must understand, if any of you lack wisdom, I say you all the time, any day that we spend that we don't put nothing in, 1 Corinthians 6:19, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, if you don't put no word in, it's a wasted day. Same when we take care of the physical, we need to take care of the spiritual body also. Because see, if any of you lack wisdom, see, let him ask for God, what giveth to all men liberal and unbraided not, and it shall be given him. But the question is, how is it to be given? 2 Timothy 2:15, through study. Study to show yourself approved unto God. That's how it's given, brother. We have to study to show ourselves approved in order for us to have wisdom that we may understand what is the will of the Lord. I think one of the biggest problems that exists with people is that we are ignorant in the Word. Or we are unknown in the Word. Or we have will worship, that is, we want our will versus God's will. Or what we do is unknown. It can't be proven by the Word of God, which makes it vain. So we have to realize what we have to prioritize in order to grow, in order to mature, in order to perfect, in order to entire, in order to get to that state, that whatever state we find ourselves in, just be content. Whatever state you find yourself in, be content. It's good to wake up this morning, amen, with a reasonable portion of our health and our strength. I'm grateful, amen. I'm grateful to be in the house of the Lord, amen. See, so the whole point that we're saying, that's that mindset we have to create, Romans 12:2, don't be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is, don't never be satisfied where you are spiritually. I don't care if you've been in church 30 years, 40 years. I don't care. You can quote scripture. You know scripture. Don't be satisfied. Just continually have a desire to seek that sin of the word that you may grow thereby. And that should be the goal. That should be what we'll be striving to do if we are going to do the Lord's will. Now, verse 12, he used the phrase, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. See, it endureth temptation. That word endureth means that it's a test, that we are proven. See, through the temptation that we endure, that we pass the test. For when he is tried, when we pass the test, see, we're able to endure. See, when we're tested, we'll pass. See, sometimes, like I told you the other day, see, sometimes in life, see, you don't have to be doing nothing to be well tested. God still tests our spirituality, amen. A lot of times people think you have to be wrong to be tried. That's not necessarily true. You can be tried and be faithful. Amen. See, but we are tried in order to be strengthened. We are tried to be able to learn from our what? Situations that we're faced. See, in order for us to be better, like Peter said, if you're going to suffer, suffer as a Christian. See, relationship to the thing that we have. He said, he shall receive the crown of life, Revelation 2:10, which the Lord had promised, and we talked about that last week, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. We write 1 John 5:8 because a lot of people say they love him, but they don't know what love is. 1 John 5:8 says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Or if you are born again, you will keep my commandments because you love me. See, if you love God, John 14:15, you will keep his commandments. Amen. So that's what that love is, and that's the word that I gave you. I hope some of you wrote it down. It's TOISTOISAGAPOSSINAUTON. That simply means to them that love him. See, to those, not to those who once loved him, but that we love him now and in a continuation state. See, not I used to love him, but I don't love him no more. No, you love him now, and you're going to keep on loving him, John 8:31, if you continue my word. Indeed, you shall be my disciple. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then 1 John 5:3, let's go there right quick. 1 John 5:3, because over in 1 John 5:3, he kind of gives us an analogy. We'll start reading in verse number 1 of this love, because most people say they love him, but they don't love him because they don't keep his commandments. Amen. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Amen. See, love. See, vain, ignorant, unknown. See, we're looking for acceptable worship. Well, 1 John 5:1, he said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Right? John 3. And everyone that loveth him, that begotten loveth him also, that is begotten of him. Underline that word, him, that we are in his church. See, we are a part of him. For this we know, 1 John 5:13, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. I want to read that one more time. I want you to go back to 1 John chapter 1, see, because he gives you an analogy here, 1 John chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. See, you can't say you love God and don't love your brother. Amen. Am I right? See, you can't say you're born again and hate your brother. So that's the reason I say all the time. See, you can't leave Fair Park on doctrinal issues. Amen. And go somewhere else. Because, see, if we're wrong here, see, you need to straighten that out first. Or you got brothering souls in danger if we're wrong, right? Am I right? So love is, well, come, let us reason together. Am I right? Let's straighten it out, amen, so we all can speak the same thing and be of the same mind. Am I right? See, so 1 John 1:5 says this here. This then is the message we have heard of him, declaring to you that God is light and him is no darkness at all. For we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But look at verse 7. That's the point. The same thing what he's saying here. But if we walk in the light, see, as he is in the light, amen. See, if we walk in Jesus, as Jesus is the light, how do we, think about this, y'all. How can we walk in Jesus and do not keep his commandments? How can you walk in Jesus and not be a part of his church? You understand what I'm saying? Or how can you be in his church and say you're a part of Jesus, but what Jesus tells you to do, you don't do it? You understand what I'm saying? See, that's the reason why we got the 66 books of the Bible. That's the reason why we got the perfect law of liberty. You know, I've been telling you, John 14:26, 15:26, 16:13, 1 Corinthians 13, carries all the way down, James chapter 1, 25. See, that's how we got the perfect law of liberty, right? See, this book just didn't happen through happenstance, am I right? It happened because of inspiration. I think in Ephesians 1, 3, 4, 5, it came before the foundation of the world, am I right? That we may know, am I right, who Jesus is, so that we can walk in the light as he is in the light. See, you can't walk in the light and darkness is there. Well, question, why should darkness be there? He left us the blood of Jesus Christ, right? Then he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And the blood of Jesus will continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. So when we sin, and we all have sinned, amen, there's none righteous, no, not one, right? So because we all have sinned, and when we sin, am I right, you repent and the blood cleanses you so that you can be back in the light. But you know why? Do you know why people don't repent? Because of James 4, 7. They haven't totally submitted to God. See, you got to submit to resist the devil, right? And to draw unto God, am I right? To be humble, am I right? In order to be exalted. See, if you're not have a humble spirit, amen, to realize that you love God, amen, and you want to keep his commandment, and even though we do sin, amen, see, we utilize the blood so that we sin no more. But a proud spirit, a haughty spirit, someone who totally not submitted, I know people sometimes come to church, and I know sometimes people, you know, they come sometimes, and they half-heartedly, people are late, people serve Jesus when they want to serve Jesus. You understand? But see, that's not acceptable, amen? Amen. If you walk in the light, right? As he is in the light, right? Because see, if you're going to walk in the light, you're going to do what the light tells you to do, amen, through the word of God, amen. Am I right? See, that's the reason why. In Atlanta, we're doing the same thing y'all doing. Supposed to. In China, they're doing the same thing we're doing, right? We're supposed to, right? Because we're all part of the universal church, am I right? What about Christ is the head, am I right? See, he's the light, make no different way he is in his church. So therefore, we all should be doing the same thing, am I right? See, if we're going to understand what love is, because love is faithfulness, amen. Love is continuation. Amen. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So you go back to verse 7. He said, but we walk in the light as he is in the light. See, we have fellowship one with another. Am I right? And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleansed us from all our sin. And that's my favorite verse. I like verse 8. I use it all the time, sometimes four or five times a day. You know why? Because I'm a sinner. Sin of omission, sin of commission. Amen. Am I right? It's there. It's free. Why don't you use it? Amen. Some folks are traveling, cross town, through traffic, just to save a 25-cent coupon. By the time you waste gas, amen. See, get there, you're going to have spent $2 to save a quarter. Told you about Sister Gertrude with that cheese. When they was getting Kamala the cheese away a long time ago. See, she had me take her to bed. 8 o'clock in the morning. I waited at 3 o'clock. So she stood in line to get a block of Kamala the cheese. All right? And this is true. You know? And I kept saying, come on, Sister Gertrude, that's too long. I'll buy you some cheese. Come on. No, Brother Lyle, I want this cheese. Got the cheese. Came to the car. Brother Lyle, you can have the cheese. I really didn't want it anyway. Can you believe that? Spent 7 hours to get something she didn't want. But it was free. It was free. Well, what about the blood of Jesus Christ? It's free. Amen. To us, amen. Christians, well, you remember, the 21 books belong to us, right? See, those 27, right? You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? The gospel, right? One, get in the church, amen. Then next 21, living right. Then the last, well, our reward, amen. In relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Hold on, brother. Hold on. We got a new mechanism since you came. Our tapes are being taped. If we don't hear you speak, whoever listens to the tape don't hear the question. Oh, you had something to say? If you didn't. Hold on, man. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Okay.
I was just going to say that you spent 7 hours to get the cheese, but you have not tasted any cheese like that commodity cheese.
Well, you know, you are absolutely right on that. And it makes the best cheese, eggs, and all that stuff. But, brother, let me tell you something. Time, and you just don't know how many times I may have said, I said awful things about her in my mindset. Come on, tell the truth. You sitting there, 2 hours on the laps, 3 hours on the lap, you walk, crowd in the corner, come on, Sister Gertrude. If you knew her, you understand what I'm saying. And I walked away from her many times. Under my voice, I wouldn't disrespect her because we were brought up not to disrespect people. You understand what I'm saying? I wouldn't dare say what I was saying because I respected her. You understand what I'm saying? So it may have taste, and I understand what you're saying. And that commodity cheese, the cheese, it was good cheese. And I don't have plenty of time. I wish I had some now. If any of y'all got to go get some tomorrow, let me know. All right? Because it was good cheese. But the point I'm saying is that here, see, she don't know because I never told her what I went through. For her to want something, see, just because it was free. And the whole point that I'm trying to make is this here, go back to the blood of Jesus Christ. See, the blood of Jesus Christ is free. It's there continually because we all have sinned, amen. But see, don't never get too proud to be not to be able to say you're sorry, amen. See, that is to use the blood to be able to repent, to realize that understanding, and not so much repent. And like I tell you all the time, see, sin when it occurred, you got to know why it occurred. That is not to become mockery with sin in relationship to doing sin over and over again. And I tell you all the time that when I do sin, I denote as to why I sin, when I sin, why, you know, and I begin to correct those things so that I don't do it again, amen. I just don't want to use the blood just because it's there. That is that when I sin, I'm going to learn from my error. Amen. Somebody you hanging out with that you need to get rid of. It may be something that's a part of your life that you don't need. You need to separate yourself from. Everyone in the Bible says, come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not, taste not, handle not. See, but here we go again. You can't do that with a proud spirit. You got to be humble to be able to do that in order for the blood of Jesus Christ to work in our life. And that's the point. Because the whole thing that we're talking about, see, blessed is the man when he endured temptation, when he is tried. See, that we can be able to overcome, we're going to be able to pass the test, that we're going to be able to succeed in our spiritual walk. So that's the whole purpose. See, that is that we can be perfect, that we can be entire, that we can be won't not nothing, that whatever state we find ourselves in, be content. That's a goal each of us should always want to reach. We want to reach the level of contentment. You know what contentment means? Just satisfaction. Just be satisfied. See, not to be greedy. See, not to be lustful. Amen. But to be grateful for what we have. And it's hard to do in the world that we live in today because we have so much. And choice is difficult. Now, you think about, now if choice is difficult for people who are humble, you think about those who have not submitted. You understand what I'm saying? Those who are not in Christ Jesus. Because you're not in Christ Jesus if you don't submit. If you don't resist, if you don't draw, if you don't humble yourself, because your will always going to be the main objectivity. What you want. Amen. It's going to be the center point. I have people saying all the time, well, I just don't understand. Well, I don't know why. You don't need to understand. If God said it, just do it. If you're reading God's word, just do it. Amen. Now, it was opinions. Some that I was opinionated. Something you can't prove in the book, well, I can see. But when you read it from the book, I mean, what's the problem? But that's the problem that comes in. Here we go. When you add to God's word and you change God's word and you give people another choice other than the right choice, when people who haven't submitted, they're always going to take the wrong choice. Because the wrong choice is the most easy choice. The wrong choice is the choice that go fit the masses. Why do you think the devil built so many denominations? Why do you think the devil had divided the church in the way they had? You understand what I'm saying? He done it because he know that people are simple-minded. He know that people don't study. He know that people don't submit. And a lot of people who say they love the Lord just don't love him. The reason why I say that, because they haven't been born again. And if you ain't been born again and you don't love him, you're not going to keep his commandments. You're not going to do it. See? It's just a fact of life. Why? Because that's what the Bible says. So when you go back to 1 John 5, very quickly, he talks about this here. He says, for by this we know. Underline that word know. We should know this. Amen? That we love the children of God. Write Matthew 18, 15 by that. You know why I want you to write that? Because we all have sin. I tell a brother the other day, we were talking, and I said, brother, I'm going to have to come to you a whole heap of time apologizing. He laughed. He thought that was so funny. You know why? Because I'm a sinner. You understand what I'm saying? I err. Amen? See? And you know that. Hemp, I'm sorry already before I do it to you. Amen? Am I right? See? And we got to learn how to forgive. Amen? We got to learn how to forgive and forget. Amen? And leave it alone. Amen? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Look at verse 3. For this is the law of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not hard. You know why they're hard? Because we make them hard. You know why we make them hard? Because we get self in the way. We get to think what we want, how we want it done. But it's not your will. Go to Ephesians 4 right quick. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, verse 15. See, Ephesians 5, 15, he used the phrase, see then that you walk. See, not as a fool, since you walk circumspectly, not as a fool, but as wise. See, that's a good question. Are you a fool or are you wise? Well, number one, if you're not perfect, if you're not entire, if you're not perfect, you're not entire, want nothing. See, you need to think about it. Redeem the time because the days are evil. Look at verse 17. Wherefore, be ye not unwise. But look what he said. Understand what is the will of the Lord. Amen. And that's our goal. That's to understand. That's to perfect. That's to mature. See, as a congregation, individual responsibility, right? But as a congregation, then for you who don't want to do it, well, see, we don't have no choice but to withdraw from you. Amen? See, that's the problem in the church. We allow people to do what they want to do, what they want to do. We don't do nothing to them. We just don't put the word. Am I right? And like I told you on Sunday, you know, when a person misses a service, we need to be on the phone. Am I right? We need to be calling. Where you at? We need to be at your house. Where you at? Amen? But we don't want you to miss two, amen? We didn't nip in the bud for a go to two, amen? Am I right? But we allow people to go 3, 4, 5 months. Don't even talk to them, don't call them. But they come back and they say, hey, brother, come on. Amen? See, you weaken the body, amen? See? And then number one, we who allow it, 2 John 9, we partake of their evil deeds. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because it don't make sense. You know why it don't make sense? Because number one, you got the blood, am I right? Am I right? You got the blood that cleanses you, amen? So what reason for anybody who call themselves Christian, who say they love the God, who say they've been born again, who know this here, to get in a state, in a sinful state, whereby you're not going to keep God's commandment? You know what? For everything we do, there's a reason. Am I right? It's a reason why you're here this morning, amen? Worship God in spirit and in truth, amen. To grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, am I right? I tell you all the time, this is not an entertainment period, this is a growing period. We come to work, you know, I told them the other day, black. That way we can take these pews up, put tables out here. See, whereby we can put our books down, the Bible, so we can write, so we can get down like we do in school. Amen. I want some big desks. That's a school too little. for me. Because this is the time we come to work, amen. This is a time that we never get back, amen. We need to use this as a growing period, amen, so we can grow in the grace and knowledge, amen. See, this Bible class that we're having today, when this hour over, you ain't going to get it back, amen. But don't you want to get something out of it, amen? Don't you want to leave with a little bit more understanding so you can understand what is the will of the Lord, amen? Look at Brother Frazier sitting there. See, after a while, stuff going to be falling all on the floor. All right? But anyway, this is a working process, but understand what is the will of the Lord. And that's what we should be trying to do in the Lord. Okay, let's go ahead. Go back to James. Been there for a long time. Let's go. James 1:12. And we're going to move on. All right? Then it says here, James 1:12. Y'all with me? Blessed the man that endure temptation. Right? For when he is tried, okay, he shall receive the crown of life, Revelation 2:10, right, which the Lord promised, we talked about this last week, amen, promised to them that love him. Right. Then verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. All right, let's look at our sheet up here. All right, if you got one, put it out here. All right, last week we talked about that temptation includes two elements, right? That is, number one, desire. That's the lust of 1 John 2:15. That is a strong desire for something, amen. That is to entice me, an opportunity, encouragement to satisfy that desire. That a desire is that we all have it, that we desire for things in relationship to worldly things that we're enticed. So you look at the formula there, temptation equals desire plus opportunity. But we must learn to control desire so opportunity do not become a part of our life. And that's the point that we need to understand in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Go to 1 John right quick, and I want to look at that. 1 John 2, all right? And I want you to see what I'm talking about. See, in 1 John 2:15, see, he said, love not the world, neither things that are in the world. See, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. See, you can't love the world. See, Matthew 6:24 says you can't serve two masters. See, you got to make a decision who you're going to serve. See, if you're going to be able to control this thing, desire, lust, things of the world, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. And a lot of people just don't do it. You know why they don't do it? Because they put themselves in situations where desire is there. You're around people who are worldly people. And I tell you all the time, you can't say your best friend is the world because they don't have nothing in common with you, Acts 2:44. Amen? See, and a lot of times that caused desire or caused us to put ourselves in situations around people because 1 John 2:15 said, love not the world, neither think that in the world, the love of the world is not of the Father. You can't have both of them. See, that is, that desire comes, and then opportunity going to present itself that causes us to be what? To be tempted. Amen. So a lot of us have to look at where our feet take us, where our hands touch, what our eyes look at in relationship to that word desire, that word craving. See, so that we don't desire those things. So you got to come ye out from among them. You got to be separate, said the Lord. You can't touch, you can't taste. See, you can't love. See, here you go again. See, you can't do that, brethren, if you don't submit. How are you going to do something you don't know? Or you don't have the understanding? Or you don't have the knowledge? See, most people come to church, they just get a little snipping. See, some people don't come to church but once a week, they're only getting just a snipping. They're missing Wednesday night, right? John, am I right? They're missing Sunday night. They're missing the things that they need that they may grow thereby. Some people don't take worship seriously. They don't know how to worship. All they worship is in vain. Anytime you sing and don't sing with the spirit and sing with the understanding, that it will teach and admonish you that you make melody in your hearts to the Lord, that you may have joy, that make worship in vain. See, anytime you celebrate the Lord's Supper and you don't do it as a memorial to proclaim your faith, to commune, we've been talking about that word, am I right? K-O-I-N-O-I-N-I-A, which simply means, that word means to participate, am I right? It means to share in, am I right? We participate, and y'all having a good time with me today? Amen. I'm having a marvelous time, amen. Shake your head, am I right? You in church too now, okay? So we can learn that what that word lust is. Because see, if you don't put yourself in a lustful situation, opportunity not gonna prevail. Amen. We sin because we bring sin on ourselves because we don't know how to deal with that word lust. Just the world. Amen. Because the world, that's the world. Wouldn't you agree that there are two forces in this world, right, wrong? Right? Saved, unsaved? Dead in the middle ground? Keep your hand right? Half saved? You all saved? Or, James said, you're fitting along one point, you give the what? So one sin can separate you, right? To being whether you're a saved brother or you are an erring brother. Am I right or wrong? See, that's where you got the blood, am I right? So the point that I'm saying, and that's the point I'm saying, that you got to learn how to control that word lust, or not to put yourself in situations this week that lust will be there. See, it's like money. If you don't know how to control money, stay at the mall. Cut your credit cards up. Can't swipe them if you ain't got it. Amen? Am I right? What are you going to say? I'm just going looking. And you know, you got one, got $300 limit on it. Amen. The devil got you where he wants you. Amen. Am I right? So what I'm saying is, if you got a problem with money, well, stay out the mall. Am I right? See, you got to stay around things that cause you to waste money. Am I right? They're going to get you in an upside down relationship. Like Sister Gertrude, another one of my favorite phrases. When your outgo is more than your ingo, you're going to lie to somebody. It's not Bible, but it's so true. He ain't here. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Thank God for caller IDs. I don't answer no 1-800 number. When you say that, I know you're in trouble. When you say, when you bad, I know I shouldn't have done that. Those are words right there, lust written all the way around. Am I right? Now, you can sit here and you can ignore it. See, you cannot understand what 1 John 2:15 is saying. Love, not the word. But I'm telling you, brother, if you understand that lust comes, temptation comes when desire is there and opportunity sticks its ugly head in. See, then we're going to be tempted. It's just a human nature. See? It's just the way it works. It's the way life works. We're free moral agents. We're creatures of choice. Amen. That is that we can take all the elements, put them together, and make a decision. Where's right or where's wrong? And the sad thing about it, Terry, that most Christians who don't study, most Christians who don't grow, most Christians who don't perfect or mature, that perfect or entire want nothing, don't learn contentment, they get hooked up in it. Then the crazy thing about it, we who try to do right, we're trying to grow. Then they get mad at me and say it's my fault. You still know that what crazy I am? People come back and tell me what people say. I said, thank God I'm crazy for Jesus. I've been validated, amen. Right. Amen. Found Paul out of fellowship. I mean, people saying it, amen. Because we trying to do right. Because, see, what we're trying not to do, we're not perfect, amen. We're not a perfect church, amen. See, but what we're trying to do is take the word, amen, and learn that we may grow by correct the errors that we've been making, not only in our life, but as a spiritual body. Amen. See, grace is good, amen. A merit of faith. Mercy is good, amen. See, like the old folks say, he ain't through with me yet. Ain't that right? See, But when it prevails and when you see it through study, that you get understanding, you got to be man enough to make the right decision. Men, you got to be man enough to be the head of your household. I got to say it. All right. Amen. Well, I said it too loud. Amen. I don't care what the world say. Equal rights. What about Jesus' rights? Am I right? Amen. Ephesians 5, the husband love your wife. Christ also love the church. Christ is the head while man's head is his own. So he say that? Am I right? And that's a problem too. Because see, when you can't control your house, see, then you want to control this house. And it ain't going to work up in here. If it's not according to God's word, am I right? Am I right? So we need to look at that. We need to learn that, what he's saying there. Don't never get in a situation where about it's lustful. Well, who you associate with, they don't have nothing in common with us. Acts 2:44, am I right? Am I right? Matter of fact, go there right quick. I want to look at it. See, Acts 2. See, in Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 42, verse 41, we talked about that. He said, verse 41, he said, then they that what? Gladly? Another word, glad. I mean, you got to be glad to hear, amen. You got to be glad to receive and grasp the word, amen. You got to be glad to be able to be with the brothers and sisters in Christ, amen. Am I right? Also, good. You know what? When I pulled up and saw Brother Sister Hard, and I didn't see Brother Black get out, I said, man, I thought Brother Black was coming today. I was so sad. Because I've been looking, I knew you were here. And I just knew that you were going to come here. Because I asked you yesterday, between our bacon, I said, if we had them come, I don't know, I hope they come. I want them to come. And I've been looking forward to you and Deb coming with us, because she said you were here too. Then when I pulled up and saw y'all getting out and they didn't get out, I said, man. You know, because I was looking forward to seeing you too. Amen. And then I went downstairs and came back up, and I saw y'all. I got so happy. Because I was glad to see you, amen. Because you're our brothers, amen. You sing good, amen. I just love you, amen. See, that's what the world will do, amen. Am I right? Am I right? Then they're glad to receive his word, but you got to receive his word, amen. See, you can't let that word flow over you, amen. You can't let lust rob you of that word, amen. See, you can't let sin rob you of that word, amen. You got to be glad to receive his word. We're baptized, saying they were adding about 3,000 souls. Look at verse 42. And then that word, and they continue. See, you just can't give up. You got to keep on fighting the good fight of faith, amen. You got to continue. You're going to fall down, but get back up, amen. People are going to lie on you, but get back up, amen. We're going to sin, but get back up, amen. And with the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. See, I mean, ain't nobody had no perfect week this week, am I right? Either you got children problem, husband problem, wife problem, job problem. We got some kind of problem, amen, that beside us, amen. If you say you didn't, you a lie and the truth ain't in you. And that's what the Bible says. We got some kind of problems, amen. And that's what you're going to deal with, amen. But you can't quit. You got to repent. You got to learn from it. Get out of it. And then continue. Amen. And then get back glad. Ain't that so? Get back glad. Now let me tell you something. Don't let it last too long. Somebody hit me and said, hey, spoke to my wife in 3 days. You crazy. You better read 1 Corinthians 7. I ain't getting no details. But you better read it. Amen. Amen. How you going to continue? How you going to be glad to receive the word when you're not obeying the word? Amen. Am I right? Huh? I ain't talked to my sister in 3 weeks. She better not say nothing to me. What kind of attitude of Christian and you supposed to be continuing in the word? Am I right? Told my sister yesterday. My sister turned 73 yesterday. And I went by the barbecue place and they was all there sitting there. One of my sisters still mad, something happened in 1978 in Cleveland. And she's 76 years old. And I looked at her and said, you know what? You need to leave that alone. She looked at me and told me, you don't tell me what to do. I said, well, evidently it's still eating that because you're still talking about it. And as long as you don't let it go, it's going to eat at you and eat at you until you let it go. Then another one of my sisters said, tell him, brother. ain't that something that long, she still holding on to it. But that's where we are. But when we do that, see, we can't continue. And if you can't continue, you can't be glad. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, lust has robbed you. Because what it has done, it has prevailed opportunity to take it from you. Am I right? See, and then you're not going to be blessed. You're not going to receive the cry of life. You're not going to see the promise to them who love the Lord, see, who love Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? See, it ain't going to happen. Y'all with me? Man, look at the clock on the wall. Whew. Man. Boy, we have a good time, even. If I am. I'm like eating that cheese now, Brother Blair. Brother Blair, I'm patting my feet now. All right. Me and Sister were talking. We had some snippets of white meat yesterday at the Ryan's restaurant. Pork salt pork, whatever they call it. And they just give you little bitty pieces, you know. I said, well, I remember Mama used to give us a big piece, but you didn't get but one piece. And Deb looked at me and said, you're lucky to get one. But very quickly, then 4:43, that key was fear. See, glad, continue, fear, respect come, amen. You're going to respect God, amen, to continue, to be glad. And then, this is the key, verse 4:4, and all that believed were together. Amen. When were we together, y'all? On the first day of the week. When? When the whole church come together. When? In one place. 1 Corinthians 11:18. Amen. To do what? Worship God in spirit and in truth by doing what? The five items of worship. Am I right? We already did it. Am I right? So I don't need to do it no more. Am I right? See, and that's the point. I'm out of time. Bam. Whoa, that's good. Well, next Lord day, if it be the Lord will. If I don't be here, Terry, you take over. Okay. All right. I hope to be here, if it be the Lord will. Let us pray to God. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings you bestow upon our life. And Father, we pray that you continue to bless us, continue to be with each and every one of us. Thank you for the power of your word. In Jesus' name we say together, amen. Thank you, brethren. Y'all have a great break.